This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks. 97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a beautiful day in West Texas.
It is. We had a huge heat wave earlier this week. We saw some near record-breaking temperatures. I thought it was going to melt. We finally started to cool down a little bit.
Let me tell you something. 108 has got to be the hottest temperature in the nation.
I think so. When I saw the temperature maps and they do the little colored thing and they have the little heat wave sections, I think over here in West Texas, we were in the hottest, reddest part of the nation.
It's an amazing deal.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think it was going to get this hot this early.
Well, you know, and my wife and I had only moved here it was late September, so we haven't seen this time of year yet, and so I'm not really sure if this is normal for this time. Everybody says it's way too early to be way this hot, and so now I'm thinking, well, my goodness, July is going to be hot, and then August is going to be even hotter.
You never know. That's one thing about Texas. The weather can change on a dime.
But I will tell you, Faye, we moved from Nashville. And there is so much humidity in Nashville. Out here, we don't have that. It's a dry heat. And relatively speaking, it feels much better.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, we better stop and give out the phone number.
Let's do it.
Phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage, my favorite store.
And, of course, there's always more information online. Your website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
That's right. And I always encourage everybody, go to the website, look us up, study us, find out a little bit about us.
Yeah, and, you know, and because obviously, you know, when people are investing their money, they need to know who they're investing with. They need to know that they're going with somebody who has been around for a long time. You've been in the business for 16 years, right?
That's right.
So you know what you're doing. You've seen just about every situation, and people can go back and they can learn about, you know, case studies, see what past investors' results have come back like, and get all kinds of information.
That's right. So let's tell them a little bit about how this really works.
Let's do it.
You know, if a person invests in the stock market, it's up and down every day. You never know really where you're at, what you're going to make, and that's where we're different. Everybody that's with us, they know what they're going to make up front.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change.
And we're talking about these are life insurance policies. And there is the return on investment is right up front. People know what they're going to make back. It's just really a matter of time.
Well, that's exactly right. Everything's about time. It's not about the safety of their money, because we've already got that. The best thing about us is the safety of their money, of course.
Yeah.
Because they know up front. On page 14, I always tell about page 14. Page 14 tells you everything. Tells you who we're investing you with, what the life insurance company is, what their rating is, which you need to know. It tells you the face amount of the policy that you're investing in, what your return is going to be, what the percentage is, and if it goes over, it tells what you would owe in premiums.
Now, I have a dumb question. I've heard you talk about page 14.
Yeah.
Is page 14 an actual page of a report, or is it an actual report, or is it just what we like to call this information?
No. Page 14 is in their contract. Everything we do has to be in writing. So page 14, we have them sign it, and then it goes in their contract, and it's mailed out to them. Uh-huh. So if they forget... And let's say they say, I don't remember what Faye told me. I always tell them on the air, go to page 14, and it will remind you what the name of the person is you've invested your money in, and it will tell you everything about your investment. Because people will come to the office and say, Faye, I can't remember what policies I'm in.
Right.
Always go to page 14. It'll tell you what policy you're in.
And, not only that, but when you're involved in many different policies, it gets a little bit confusing because terms change. You know, I mean, people may be having some money in the stock market and it's up and down and they're really nervous. But then when they invest with you and these insurance policies, everything is much more stable and it's much easier to keep track of it because they can go back and they've got it right there in writing, as opposed to trying to remember all these things and keep everything straight.
That's right.
Head.
They do not have to remember much.
Yeah.
But the other thing they can do is everybody's online with us. Mm-hmm. Both banks have an online account for them. So if you say, I really need some help on this, you can pull up your account online and tells you how many policies you've got, when you invested, and how much you've made that year.
Wow.
So everything is in writing for the end of the year. At the end of the year, you pull up a statement, you know everything you've done. But a lot of people, they'll say, oh, well, I never did sign up for online. Well, that's crazy. In this modern day, everybody should be online on their account.
So say I have a policy with you or an investment with you, and I'm, say, 4 months into it, and I haven't signed up yet. If I was to sign up today, even if I didn't sign up from the beginning, if I sign up for online, that data is still there retroactive. It's not like all of a sudden we're collecting data starting in month four.
No. It'll show you when you first bought that policy, how much you spent on it, and if it's already matured, it'll show you what you made.
And we're talking about, you know, speaking of maturing, we're talking about policies that were like stage 4 cancer.
All of ours.
That.
We don't buy anything unless it's stage 4 cancer or ALS. That's the two things. That's part of our criteria. The other criteria is you cannot be over 70 years of age. We're not going to buy a policy on somebody that's 80 or 90 years old because, bless their hearts, they're old, but they're not sick.
Yeah.
They can send out all the policies to me they want. I'm not going to buy them.
Well, and I think that's a good point, is there's a difference between somebody who's elderly and somebody who may or may not be elderly but might be sick. Old doesn't necessarily equal sick.
No, it doesn't. So, you know, we've already been bit on that. We've already done that. We don't want to do it again. The other thing about elderly people is their premiums are huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make any money. If it goes over, you're going to lose every time.
Sure.
Because they are elderly. The premiums are gigantic. Let me put it that way. So the people that we do, almost all of them are term life. That means the premiums are very, very inexpensive. Very small premiums. And that helps us.
Which means there's plenty of profit margin there.
That's right. The people are going to make more because even if it goes over, I mean, it's going to be $100, $500. It's going to be, you know, usually it's very small. Once in a while we'll do one that has a larger premium if it's really, really a good policy. But otherwise, it's got to be small.
So when you buy these insurance policies, what are some of the criteria that you're looking for?
Okay, first of all, we're going to look at the age.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at the premium, how high it is. And then everything is based on how sick they are. We do a lot of colon cancer. Colon cancer is probably the most deadly as far as I know. We do a lot of that. We do a lot of pancreatic cancer and stomach, some breast cancer. And then this year we've bought 3 policies that were brain cancer.
Really?
Brain cancer, of course, you know, you don't make a comeback.
No, you don't.
You may live a little bit longer, 6 months or so, but you're not going to survive. So the everything is based on how sick they are. And that's where the life expectancy companies come in. They tell us how sick they are. If it's $1 million, we've got 2 reports always. If it's under $1 million, we usually do 1 report. But we use AMSI, we use AVS, and then Fasano. Fasano's the best. They know cancer. So that's who we usually try to get a report from. And they'll tell us. They'll say, okay, this happened to them. In June of 14, it started. It'll say they went to this doctor. Maybe they went to MD Anderson. Maybe they went to Sloan Kettering in New York. It tells everywhere they've been. And it tells what doctor they saw, what hospital they were in, whether they operated and resected or not. Or it says they were unable to operate.
So you literally know everything about the policy holder before you even accept it and before you start having people invest on
these policies.
That's
exactly right. Because we're not going to buy it if it doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And all the companies we buy from, the providers, they know what our criteria is.
And you, after you get not only the first report, but then you have, like, for lack of a better term, like a second opinion, and then they go through it. So you've got multiple different perspectives, so you know exactly everything that's going on. And then you go through it with a fine tooth comb,
that's
yourself,
right,
with your own personal two eyes.
That's right. And I can tell you, I know by the end of it whether we're going to buy it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it says, yes, they had all this, but it went in remission, I go, wait a minute. If it's in remission, it might stay in remission for 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't, but we're not going to take that risk.
Yeah.
So if it's in remission, no, that's a no-no right there. So we don't buy that policy.
So we're looking at people with a return of, what's an average return?
The average return is 23 to 24% because we try to pay 1% a month. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most of ours do pay 1% a month. So the way it works is we tell them, okay, it's a 24-month policy. You're going to make 24%, okay? And sometimes we might get them 26%, but usually it's about 24 months, about 24%.
So the risk on this is very, very low. What happens if a policy goes a little bit longer than
Then they
what
have
you
to
expect?
Pay premium. If it doesn't come in, half of ours are coming in early.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that means half of them are going to come in on time usually. Then there's going to be a few. This year we've had either two or three for the first time that's gone over.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah, we haven't had in years go over. And we've had, I think it's three right now that have gone over.
Wow.
We bought these from someone else. These weren't, one of these was somebody we bought it from. But they do go over once in a while. And then we have to notify everybody, this is what it's going to cost you. This is what the premium is going to be. Either it's $500 a year, it's $1,000 a year, whatever it is.
So if a policy is fixing to come due and you're looking ahead and you say, oh my goodness, this is probably going to run over. Is there?
We would not know that.
So we would. There's
no, we
no
don't
way.
Know it unless it happens. Yeah, because the doctors sometimes are wrong. They'll say this person's going to live 24 months. They may live 30 months.
But the odds of that, records show past. History shows that you are so well tuned in to the policies that you buy, that is so rare, which is what makes this so much more stable
right.
than the stock market.
Because we've had 8 policies already mature this year.
Wow.
And these were all early, by the way. None of these were on time. They were all early.
And these are not policies. If somebody's wanting to invest, say, $10,000,
no.
This is not something that you're going to
No, you
encourage.
Cannot do that. Our minimum investment's $100,000.
Okay. So we're talking about $100,000 minimum investment with up to around 24% return, which is fantastic.
I think it is because when you look at it, 1% a month is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to make them rich overnight. That ain't never going to happen. It takes about 7 years to double your money. Okay.
Wow.
But it's consistent and it's constant, and that's what they're looking for. When they come to us, they say, we're tired of the stock market. We don't feel safe in it. When it collapses every so often, they lose all that profit they
sure.
had. And it takes years. I met a guy this week, and he said, Faye, we had 800,000 several years ago. They're down to 300,000.
Wow.
Because 08 wiped them out.
Sure.
And everybody says, it took 5 to 7 years to come back. Some of it never came back.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
So let me ask you this then. So when, say I was to have a policy
uh-huh.
or an investment in a policy, and then the policy comes due.
It matures.
How long does it take before, for all that? Because I'm assuming there's like some kind of process, paperwork.
Well, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get paid. The first thing that happens, remember, the banks control it for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't control anything. So let's say it's at Nevada Trust. They have to get a certified death certificate. That takes 2 or 3 weeks. When they get the certified death certificate, they send it in to the carrier. The carrier writes a check in about 10 days. They send it direct to the bank, made out to the bank. The bank pays everybody and puts it in everybody's account.
So no money, nobody ever writes a check to Faye Bagby?
No, no, no. We do not allow that. That's a no-no. They do not ever write to any of our companies. okay?
Strictly
American
through the
Financial
banks.
Does now ever take a check.
Wow.
So the money, let's go back. When they start with us, the way it works, most people have a 401k, they're going to roll over.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, how do I roll this over? It's going to roll over direct to that bank, okay? And when it rolls over there, it's tax deferred just like it was before, except now it's an individual retirement account. When it was a 401k, it was a company-sponsored retirement account. So that's how it changes over. So when people come to us then, the bank is responsible. They pay the premiums, and then they collect the money for the people, and then it's tax-deferred until they take it out.
Shall we give the phone number again?
Let's give out the phone number. It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. And you can also go to the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's also a chance to go back and listen to past programs. And you've had clients that have actually come in. They've done their homework on their own. They've actually gone through and listened to every single show. Is that right?
I had a man tell me, I went back and listened to every show. Now, that's going some. Most people go back and listen to one, maybe two, to refresh their memory, to know exactly how this works. And that's another thing. When they come in, even though they've listened maybe for a year or 6 months, I say, okay, let's go back over how this works again.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. I mean, it's a lot to take in. It's a fairly simple process, but it's a lot of information to sink in. And I'm sure you've probably got, say maybe a husband will come in and he'll talk to you, get some initial information, and then maybe talk to his wife. Sometimes that happens.
Yes, they always go home and talk to the wife.
Yeah.
And then lots of times they bring the wife back to meet me, which is a great idea. And then some of them come back in by themselves. If they bring their wife in, then I go over it with her myself, because they might not have told her everything. They might have got it confused. And I want to be sure they know the facts and know exactly how it works. And then when I get through, the wife always says, yes, let's do it.
So there's times, it's not like somebody has to walk in right now and write a check and all of a sudden they're locked into something and you cannot leave. It's do what you want.
We're not used car salesmen.
No.
When people come to see me, I always say, you need to make your own decision. You probably need to talk to your wife. And then some people say, I came to roll this over today. I go, well, okay, let's do it then. But we always want to give them all the information, let them go home, think about it, see if this is right for them. Because I don't always know if it's right for them.
Sure.
And most people come back in 2 weeks. I've had some people come back the next day or 2 days later.
Ready to go.
Yes. But I always say you need to think about it and see if it's right for you.
And if it's not, no harm, no foul.
We don't care.
But it's almost like, why would you not?
Well, that's exactly right. I always tell people, it doesn't make sense to me that a person wouldn't do it. And I guess that's why we do so much business, because they realize this is for them.
Yeah.
Now, this is something they do want to do. I have people call every day and say, Faye, we've been listening to you for a long time, but we want to come in now. We're ready. And, it's like everything in life. Give them all the facts. They're intelligent people. They can make a decision.
Sure. And there's probably people listening right now who have been hearing this for a long time, hearing you, spread the word and give out all this information, that have been on the fence. And if you are one of those people, just go in and talk to Faye.
Well, what I tell them is quit procrastinating.
Yes.
Men procrastinate.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know on every subject, but I guarantee they'll write down my number. They'll put it in the pickup. They'll forget about it. Then a month later, they'll remember again. But it takes a while for a man to come in.
Sure.
Because they're thinking about other things. They're thinking about work. They're thinking about going fishing. And then finally, one day they'll say, we need to go talk to Faye.
Yeah.
And sometimes their wife reminds them, remember, you thought about talking to Faye 4 months ago. Go and talk to her.
Yeah.
And they'll find that we're just going to give them the facts. That's what we're here for. We're going to give them the facts. If they like us, we want them to do it.
Yeah. And it's one of these things where... You know, when people, you know, I understand people are probably nervous about it at first. You know, I'm not really sure, but I mean, you really have all of your facts buttoned up. You've been doing this for so long. There is nobody better to talk to about what to do with your money and actually grow it in the safest way possible than Faye Bagby.
I mean, do you know how I can always tell if they're scared when they come in? They'll say, I'm just here to get some facts. I'm just here to learn something, and I want them to relax. That tells me they're a little bit scared, or they wouldn't be saying that, because that's all we're going to do is sit there. We're going to discuss it. I'm going to get their opinions on things. They're going to get my opinion, and that's it. You know?
What are some of the questions that first-time investors ask?
Okay. They always want to know exactly how we buy the insurance policies, you know, exactly how it's going to work. How do we know, you know, all these things? Well, we have insurance providers, and they send us policies to bid on, and we bid on those policies. So that's how it starts. Mm-hmm. And they want to know that. They want to know, you know, how do you get these policies? How do these people come to you? And I always tell them they come through a broker. People that have a life insurance policy they need to sell because they're ill, they go to a broker and they'll say, what kind of money can you get me for my life policy? They need all they can get. They're dying with cancer. So they'll go to a broker. A broker represents them. He'll send it to four or five people and say, would you bid on this policy?
Yeah.
And we do.
And then you do. And you look at different things like the premiums and age and the page 14 and all that. What point in when you're looking at one of these do you get to where you're thinking, you know, we're bidding. Nope, it's no longer profitable. I'm out. I assume you have some kind of a threshold.
Oh, yes. When they can't make at least 1%. And also, lots of times they'll say, well, we need you to rebid this, and we need you to offer more money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can, but then sometimes we bid it exactly what we had to have for the client. If that's the case, then we drop out.
Okay.
And that's all we do.
All right.
But when people come to us, they want to know, what can I make? What's the percentage I'm going to make? What's it going to cost me? It's going to cost you $250 a year. That's what Nevada Trust or Bank of Utah, that's what their fee is. $250 a year. Very small. That's it. Yes. And then we don't charge a management fee.
You don't?
We don't. And everybody says, oh my gosh, there's no management fee. It makes it a lot more profitable for the client.
Well, I would have thought fees would have been, a lot more than that.
No. A lot of the stockbrokers do, but we don't. So it's a small fee that they charge. Now, the banks charge us a lot more because we're paying them about $120,000 a year to do this for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the client's only paying $250 a year.
That's amazing. So low fees, exceptionally low risk.
Yes. I think the risk is small. Let's go over the risk. Let's talk about the three risks.
Yeah.
The first risk is a premium could go over. If it goes over, of course, you're going to have to kick in your share.
Sure.
But it's not ever a large amount. The second one is it's not liquid till they mature, till they pass away. So if it was somebody that didn't have a lot of money and they got in a bind, you can't get this money. It's not liquid till that policy matures.
Yeah.
So we're not going to take anyone in that doesn't have a nest egg, that doesn't have money put aside for emergencies.
So this is not a day-to-day paycheck type of thing. This is, okay, we're in it for the long haul. And when I say long haul, it's
24
relatively,
months. Yeah.
So it's not really
years,
that long.
Yeah.
But you want to see it all the way through.
That's right. And then the third one is if a life insurance company ever went broke. In Texas, we have not had a life insurance company go broke.
Really? Never?
No. And that's why we use A and AA rated companies. They've got to be huge companies or we're not going to put our clients' money in there.
So these are the big companies that have been here for a long time on a solid foundation.
Yeah, like AXA out of New York, like Hartford in Connecticut, New York Life. We use, as I said, it has to be A-rated or AA-rated. We don't do B-rated companies. I'm always saying we don't do life insurance companies from Podunk. You know? They have to be the big ones from back east. Okay?
You are not playing with people's money. This is very serious thing.
It's a serious thing. We want to protect their money. That's why we don't have the checks written to us. That's why the premiums are escrowed. A lot of companies don't escrow these premiums. And that's how they get in trouble.
Wow.
Because they get to thinking that's their money, and it's never, never your money.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. It's a great way to do it. It's another safety measure, and if you're thinking about doing anything with your money, if you want to grow it, if you want to leave it in your bank, then that's fine.
You're going to get 16 cents.
Exactly.
And we haven't even mentioned that. But lots of times people have all these CDs that have come mm-hmm. to them. They need to bring that over, invest with us, and actually make some money.
So what if somebody has a CD? What would be the process?
The process would they'd liquidate it over at the bank and put it in their account and write us a check.
And it's that simple?
It's that simple on a CD to come over and put it with us.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. AmericanFinancialMidland.com is the website. The phone number again
is 877-588-3330. And, you know, when they come and talk to us, we're going to give them the facts.
You want to get into a little trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
All right. It's a wonderful morning for trivia.
It is. How much do you know about butterflies?
Like the little things that fly around, the pretty little things?
The beautiful butterflies.
Oh, I know.
Did you know that in our country, there is now 125 butterfly farms? People are farming butterflies.
Are you serious?
I am. There's one here in Texas.
Why?
Well, there's money to be made in it.
In butterflies?
You can sell butterflies for research. You can sell them for weddings, for celebrations. I've been reading all about it. And one lady packs hers in dry ice and ships them even.
I didn't know you could do that.
You could. It's one of the few things animal-wise that you can ship is butterflies.
Wow.
And they ship them in envelopes. And then they put them in the cooler and ship them.
And they're okay to...
Apparently so. Huh. But there's a lot of things people don't know about butterflies. If a temperature gets below 86, butterflies can't fly.
Below 86,
yes.
They can't fly.
And the sun is what helps them.
Really? So, like, the sun is what gives them energy?
Yes. They have to have that warmth, or butterflies can't lift off. How about that?
Wow, I did not know that.
Well, a lot of things about them. Butterflies range from 1/8 of an inch to 12 inches in size.
Really?
Yeah. Butterflies can see red, green, and yellow.
Now, how do we know that?
Scientists. You know how scientists are. And they say that when the black bands on the caterpillar are white, a cold winter's coming. Now, that might be an old wives' tale. But monarch butterflies, which are so beautiful, they journey from the Great Lakes to the Gulf, a distance about 2,000 miles. Then they return to the north again in the spring.
Really?
So they're migratory animals, okay? Butterflies, as I said, cannot fly if it's below 86. The Egyptian tombs, they have found butterflies that are 3,500 years old.
Now, these tombs have been sealed up for thousands of years.
But somebody opened some of them, I can tell you that. Antarctica is the only place you will not find butterflies.
Yeah, I would imagine it's probably too cold.
There's 24,000 species of butterflies.
24,000?
Yes. And moths are even more numerous, and there's about 140 species of them.
Really?
Yes.
See, because I always thought there was just, and I never really spent that much time thinking about it, but I always thought, there's a butterfly, there's one species of butterfly.
No.
One species
of
moth. And
the brimstone butterfly lives 9 to 10 months.
Really?
Which is unusual. Did you know the average butterfly doesn't live but 2 to 3 weeks.
I didn't know that.
Some of them don't. And then there is the case moth. They build a case around themselves and carry it with them. And it's made up of silk and pieces of soil.
So they take their home with them.
Some of them do that.
Really?
Yes.
How do they do that?
And some of them smell with their feet.
They do?
Yes.
So that must be why they land sometimes on your arm and they kind of, you know, move their toes or their feet around.
Yes,
and
uh-huh.
kind of pick at you.
And the Morgan Sphinx moth is 12 to 14 inches long because he has to get the nectar from the bottom of orchids. And, you know, that's what they feed on is all these beautiful flowers. And some moths never eat anything as adults because they don't even have mouths.
They don't have mouths and they don't eat? Well, then how do they...
They have to live on the energy they stored up when they were caterpillars.
Really?
Yes.
And then when their energy... kind of like a battery.
So when it runs out, it's out.
That's it.
But I was so interested to learn that this is the newest crop.
Wow.
Is raising butterflies, not the wild ones. And they get them started, and then they sell them, as I said, to universities for research. They sell them for lots of weddings commercially. And apparently it's a profitable business.
Wow. And if they have such a short lifespan,
yes,
I would imagine it's probably a quick turnaround.
I would say it is. And they have to be ready, to sell these to people. But it's a very short life. So a lot of them, if they don't catch it during that time, they're not going to make any money.
My goodness. I had no idea. Maybe you should think about moving from llamas into butterflies.
No, I don't think so. I believe we'll stay with the llamas. And speaking of that, I bought a train for my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. How did that get? You mentioned that last week.
That's an interesting concept. People should have had a video of this deal. It's an older train,
mm-hmm.
And it's automatic. It's not automatic. You have a clutch. You have a throttle.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. And learning to drive it was quite an experience.
Wow.
It's one I will probably never forget. It does not have a door on the little cab.
Uh-huh.
You have to climb over the wall, the side of it, to get in it.
Really?
Yes.
Is it on a track?
This is a trackless train. You can ride it all over your place.
What kind of wheels does it have? Are they like lawnmower type tractor wheels?
Yes.
Okay.
The motor is a lawnmower motor. Yes. But they used an older motor, obviously, when they built it, and so it's not automatic.
Wow.
Yes. But it's a wonderful little train, other than learning to drive it and to get in it.
And I assume the whole family's been over and they've been on train rides.
Everybody has been. My grandchildren loved it. And every day now they want to go for a train ride.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
It is a very nice thing. Everybody should buy their grandchildren a train.
there's something you don't hear every day.
That's
buy
right.
The grandchildren a train.
That's right. My granddaughter told a little boy, she said, I have a train. Now, I don't think this little boy knew it was really a riding train.
Yeah, they're probably thinking, okay, this is a little plastic toy train. But no. This is when you actually get in and ride.
That's right. And very interesting concept.
Well, that is fantastic.
I thought I'd mention that. Okay, let's give out the phone number again.
Let's do it.
It's 877-588-3330. And again, we're right there next to Ivy Cottage.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your website again is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there, get historical information, you can get all kinds of data, you can listen to past episodes, you can do anything. And I should also mention that you can listen online as well on our website at 97gold.com, and we have past shows there as well.
That's right, and you can also download this, you can take it with you, you can do it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like when we started here 3 years ago, you had to be by your radio.
Yeah.
You couldn't get out of the pickup and listen to it or pause it, on your phone.
Yeah. You had one shot, you're in and out, and if you miss it, that's it. But no, not anymore.
No, it's become very, very modern. And the Arbitron ratings are coming out. I can't wait to see how we did.
Yeah.
We usually were number one in this time slot.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't know
that. We've been number one
that.
For a long time.
Well, that's impressive.
We have about 2,400 people that listen on Saturday mornings.
Wow. Congratulations. Saturday morning at 10 on 97 Gold.
That's exactly right. So getting back to this, when people come to us, we know they want to make money. Everybody wants to retire. That's
sure.
What this is all about, is retirement. And that's why we call it your money, because it is their money. And it's precious to them. They've worked all their life for this money. So that's why we want to give them good, solid advice on how to retire healthy, wealthy, and early.
Sure. Is there any point where is it, for anybody who has never done this before, is there a point where it's either too early in their life or too late to get started?
I don't think so, unless you're, I can't imagine, because everybody needs retirement money.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have any retirement money, yes, it's too late.
Yeah.
Because you do need money to come and do this. And as we've said, you know, the minimum is 100, and most people have a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So we're building on the what they've already started.
So they've already got a really good solid start, but they're looking to take that money and grow it by 24-26% in a safe environment, much safer than the stock market.
Yes, I think it's much safer. That's my opinion. Because when they do this with us, they always know what they're going to make. I mean, how many people in the stock market ever know what they're going to make?
Oh, you never do. It's so up and down. It's almost like, okay, you know, I can measure how much I think I'm going to make, or nowadays, I can measure how much I think I'm going to lose in the stock
market.
That's
right. And the big brokers in New York have been saying that it's going to go down. You know, they're saying a lot of people are taking their money out again in the summertime because they believe it's going to go down. And they're afraid, you know, because it has not made any money this year. Stock market has not made any money.
And it's been several years since really it was a... Because, I mean, I remember a time where you could invest in the stock market and you had your quote-unquote safe investments and you could just grow them a little bit over time. And then after 10, 20, 15, or 20, 30, 40 years, you had a little something. But that's not the case anymore.
No, right now it's iffy. Pretty dadgum iffy. And a lot of people can't move their money. Remember, if it's in a 401k, you can't take it out unless it's vested. Mm-hmm. You have to be there a certain number of years to get it out, okay? But if it's vested, yes, you can roll that over to us. Lots of times some companies will let you take it out at any time. Then some companies say no. Unless you retire or leave us, you can't take your 401k out.
Do people have to liquidate it, or can they just...
No, you have to liquidate it. It has to be cash.
Okay.
We can't invest it unless it's cash. That's another good question because we ask them to liquidate it before they come.
Okay, so when they do that, then obviously they've got taxes on...
No.
There's not. That's not true.
No, it's liquidated inside your account. Your account's a 401k. You liquidate it, it goes into that account. Then you roll it over to us, which is another retirement account, and you never took custody of it.
Gotcha.
And as long as you never take custody of your money, it's just a rollover and there's no taxes due.
Okay. All right. So just make sure that you don't touch it. In fact, if anybody has any questions, you can walk them through the process, I assume.
I can very every time.
All right.
And when people come to us, usually, lots of times this is old IRA made money. Mm-hmm. This is somebody that you rolled it from to start with. So it has not become a part of that other IRA. So they roll it over to us from the old company.
Okay.
You can do both. I've had people roll over three different accounts to us. So they had an IRA in one, two, three accounts with three different companies.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So when people come to you, you've usually, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going out on a limb here, do you often have policies that are ready for people to come in and invest in?
Most of the time we do. And right now we do have some policies.
Okay.
We've done, I think, 5 policies in the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
really?
We bought a lot. We're buying every day if we can. And sometimes we're waiting on legal. And then one of the policies that we had bid on that we thought we had, the lady died. They just informed us.
Oh, really?
It was a 12-month policy. They cut it too close.
Ooh.
Yeah, she passed away.
Wow. And so we're talking about people who have life insurance policies. They've got terminal cancer. They need the money. They go ahead what's the terminology here?
Well, they're going to sell it, that policy, because they need the money.
Okay.
So they're going to come to us and say, would you buy our policies? And they're going to come to the broker. And then we bid on those policies. If we get them, then we... put our clients in them.
Okay. All right. So then that's how people know that, okay, this is how much I'm going to invest, at least $100,000.
Yes.
And this is going to be my return. This is the probable time frame. So it's almost, I don't want to say, I'm afraid to say the word guaranteed.
No, never say that. Always say, this is what you're going to make. In other words, and it could vary. If they had to pay some premiums, it might be a little bit less.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's going to be exactly what we've written down.
And in some cases, like the example you were just giving, it may come early.
That's right. So it can come on time. 50% are coming in early. And then we've had three this year that have come in that didn't come in, and they're late. Mm-hmm. And those, they're going to have to pay premiums on.
Sure. But that hasn't happened very often.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Because
it's the first time in 3 years.
Because you know what you're talking about.
That's
you've
right.
seen so many of these reports. You've gone through so many. It's really been through trial and error. I'm sure probably early on during the learning process, you've seen some things.
We learned a lot of things, let
exactly.
me tell you.
Exactly. And so that's how now you know exactly what you're talking about.
We are pretty accurate. We're pretty accurate. We're not missing a lot of them, let me tell you. In 2 years, we returned $100 million to our clients.
Wow. That's amazing. $100 million.
We did.
Now, I think I've heard you tell stories in the past about how these policies have been cleared by other, the companies, and then you go through it, and then you see something that other people have missed. And
sometimes
that's just from
we
years
do.
Of experience.
Yes. We're going through it to see, did they operate? Were they able to? Have they operated on this one place more than once? Mm-hmm. Or did it start out? Let's say it started out in the liver. Where is it now? Has it metastasized in two or three other places?
Mm-hmm.
If it has, we need to know that. We're interested in knowing that.
Okay. So, and all this comes from years of experience, and what did you say, 16 years?
We've been in business 16 years.
You can't put a price on that.
I don't think so.
You've seen everything. You've been through every situation. You've been there, done that.
We've learned a lot of hard lessons.
Exactly.
We've learned who to do business with, who to stay away from, and who to run from.
Yeah. Yes. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Phone number again.
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're right next to Ivy Cottage, 3105 Big Spring.
So those who are thinking about growing their money in a safe way, this is the time to do it. Get off the fence and call.
That's right. Quit procrastinating.
Quit procrastinating. Or get your wife or somebody else who doesn't procrastinate to get this ball rolling.
That's exactly right.
And website again is obviously AmericanFinancialMidland.com. People can go on all kinds of information. Can they see what kinds of past historical data do they have access to when they go to the website?
Well, it shows you what the people have made for 3 years. So you can say, okay, this person got paid 9 months. This person got paid in 20 months. This person got paid in 3 months.
Wow.
And this is what they made. And the initials are up there.
Okay. So you've got a fantastic track record. This is much safer than the stock market. This is really the way to go. As we say, this only makes sense.
I think it makes sense for every retiree. Everybody that wants to retire early and safe, I think it's a good, safe investment.
All right. Faye Bagby, before we wrap things up, is there anything else you want to throw in?
No. See you in church.
All right.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.